Think there's any chance they're talking about Crocs?
Sure, of course. I mean, I assume that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, Croc boy?
What's happening?
You know, this, that, the other thing. Mm. Wishing it was Friday.
Sure.
Can't believe we got four more damn days.
Like you do.
Ugh.
I think if you keep track of it every day, it makes it worse, though, don't you?
I just keep trying not to think of it.
Just ignore it.
And then I realize, oh, man, it's Tuesday.
See, you're doing it again.
Ah!
Give me five today at 5 o'clock, five songs in a row with a theme.
And bands that you know better as letters, AC/DC or Bachman Turner Overdrive, BTO or REM, that sort of thing.
So. Or ELO.
Sure, exactly, yeah.
Who's naked now on the show?
Who's naked now?
You were caught having sex?
I was not. No, I deny it.
We're going to take calls on that topic. One American dollar, what's up with Florida, and the KLOS name game.
Oh, yeah. We are sitting at $6,900 now. And I'm thinking we should play sometime between now and 4.
That'll happen on 95.5 KLOS.
What's up with Florida?
Florida man arrested after machete attack at a Tampa Wawa store.
What's a Wawa store?
I think it's like a convenience store, like 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, you don't go into Wawa stores with your machete?
With a machete?
No.
Huh? That's crazy. And there's video, too. The guy's standing outside.
Right.
And he's got a machete.
Sure.
The video was sent to the TV station, and they aired it. He's brandishing a machete outside the convenience store, arguing with another man.
Hmm.
And the other guy's like, hey, dude, this
We're
is not
in the Serengeti.
This is not a machete situation. I assume that's what he was saying.
No lions about. Don't really need to blaze a trail through the jungle.
Have you made a lot of bad decisions in your life if you have a machete available?
I told you there was a friend of mine who used to drive around here in Los Angeles with a machete in his back seat.
Right.
And when someone would irritate him, he would reach back and just hold it up.
And hold it up.
Out the window. Remember when we took some
calls?
That's
pretty great.
And there were a lot of people that said they do the same thing. So maybe machetes are very in. I don't know.
Well, they're in Florida. I'll tell you that.
If it like beeps when you come through the doors. Sir, do you have a machete with you today? Hey, by the way, for Give Me Five today, we're doing bands that are, like, known by their letters. AC/DC leaps to mind. REM leaps to mind. If you can think of any, give us a call. We'll be doing that at 5 o'clock.
But let's make sure and play those bands now before we get to 5.
Yeah, you know, we're going to blow through all of them. AC/DC is up next, and BTO.
All right, let's compare what's happening. $6,900.
Right.
KLOS name game.
Sometime between now and 4.
And for you.
Yeah. Dollar. I think I'm getting the better end of the stick.
Do you?
Yeah, the better end of the stick.
The 10 best spring break destinations.
Oh, I'm going on spring break.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to take off with a bunch of my friends. We're going to go trash a bunch of places. We're going to, like, lay in the ditch. It's going to be great.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it should
be
fun.
I like when you plan in advance laying in the ditch.
You really should just work it into your plans. You might as well. Yeah, I've been getting straight A's, so I'm feeling good, man. I think I'm going to graduate this year, finally.
10 best spring break destinations.
Did you ever go on spring break? Did you ever go somewhere for a spring break?
I did go once to Cabo.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in a restroom at some bar.
Mm-hmm.
And on the wall of the stall, somebody had scratched Kevin Eats It.
They knew you were coming.
And I was like, what? What? How do you know?
That just didn't ruin your entire vacation.
Oh, no, I loved it. It made me laugh so hard.
All right, it's funny you would say Cabo. San Lucas is what I have down here on my thinking.
Yeah, I realized.
Yeah, thank you.
I realized what's up.
Hey, where else have you gone? What other places do you like to go? I mean, did they shut down Miami Beach? I know that'll still be, you know, everybody's going to be heading to Miami.
They arrested like 2,500 people or something like that this time.
Wow.
Because they're really trying to crack down, but it's on the list.
Yes.
So you got two.
I think last time we did this, I was surprised to find that Los Angeles is on the list of destinations for spring breakers.
Not on this list.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Cancun. How about Cancun?
Is a yes. Well done.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar at Yamaha. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com.
Now, you're sort of stuck. You have two guesses, and you have to get one right. And you're out of all the ones that you guessed, of course.
Everybody used to go to Lake Havasu back in the day.
Lake Havasu.
Nope. No, you bastard.
My bad.
You're a rotten bastard.
I just did the wrong. No. So one more guess.
Baja.
Baja.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No one American dollar.
10 best spring break destinations. Mm-hmm. But you did get one, so you don't have to pay me.
That's true. I got three.
Number 10 is Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Number 9 is the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Number 8 is Puerto Rico.
Wow, the Bahamas. Man, you're going to have some money to go on spring break to the Bahamas.
Although maybe it's people on the East Coast.
Yeah, but
still. I don't know. Playa del Carmen.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Jamaica.
Jamaica me crazy, man. Best weed I've ever had was from Jamaica.
Oh, agreed.
Stunning. Stunning. Yes. Everything we get is dirt weed by comparison.
Number 5, South Padre Island.
Sure, okay. I've never heard of it.
Number 4, Cabo, you got?
Yeah.
Number 3 is a place in Florida, Siesta Key.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Come on, man.
Number 2 is Miami Beach. You got, and number one is Cancun.
Cancun, that is the place to go.
Look at you.
Oh, I'm going to not enjoy my
not
dollar.
Winning a dollar.
Yay, everybody. All right. Well done. Good job.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. $7,000 is what we're up to.
$7,000 for this damn cartoon.
But we're not doing that right this second. Right this second, we're talking about a bus driver. Bus driver caught receiving oral sex in his high visibility jacket beside the bus. You know those jackets with the reflective highlight green stripes on them?
So they don't get run down in traffic?
Right, so they stand out and everyone can see them?
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody saw them.
That is him.
He's definitely getting a little on the side of the road.
Right next to the bus.
Who's that in front of him? And why are they so... Oh, I was going to say why they're so short.
It's blurry, because there's things happening. Why not just stand in front of the bus headlights?
Why not go into the... Right?
I would guess there's a camera on the bus.
Well, there's... Right.
That would be my guess. Otherwise...
As a driver, you should know where it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Hide it and go to town.
I don't know. I don't understand this. Yeah, it seems to me like perhaps somebody wanted to get caught.
Ah.
Do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought we would take calls from people who got caught having sex. Mm.
I bet none of them will say, I was hoping to get caught. Maybe.
I mean, tell us if that's the case.
Yeah. But
I would guess most people also would say, no, that wasn't...
They might want to be seen, but they don't want to be caught. Like, this guy was caught, clearly. You know, they took a picture of him, and now he's in trouble.
Sure.
But, like, sometimes maybe people want to be seen, but they don't want anybody to go, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to arrest you.
Oh, they don't want to be busted for it specifically.
Yeah.
This guy seems like he's...
Stupid,
yeah.
I mean, first of all, take off the reflective jacket.
Right, that just seems like that's step one to getting away with anything.
Right.
Take off the jacket.
Hey, everybody, look what I'm getting.
Look at me right now.
Woo!
So we're going to take your phone calls, 818-955-KLOS. You got caught having sex.
Making whoopee, as they used to say.
No one said
that. Oh, yeah, on the game shows in the 50s.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was crazy.
818-955-KLOS.
I mean, I can 100% see the allure of having sex in public, somewhere out where you might get caught, but that's the problem. You got to be prepared to be caught.
This bus driver that we were talking about earlier was prepared to be caught.
I mean, because he was wearing his reflective suit so that everybody could see him on the side of the road getting a little.
He was wearing his jacket that said, hey, everybody, look at me.
And they did, and he got busted.
Yeah.
So you're taking that risk, but, you know, is it worth it?
You know, I was a security guard at college.
What?
Yeah.
You were?
Yes.
Really?
Crazy, right?
And you caught anyone? Yeah. Going around looking for everybody.
If I caught them having sex in a car, I would just move on.
Take a few pictures and move on. Take a little video.
I mean, sure. You do what you have to do.
How many do you think you busted in
I mean, I didn't
came up
really
on,
busted.
As I should say, yeah.
I don't like the use of...
I was wondering if you could let that go. For once, it wasn't intentional. For once.
Not that many, probably 5.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good amount, but college, that's to be expected. College. Sure, yeah.
On campus, yeah. All right, we're talking about you were caught having sex in public. Where were you?
I was at Griffith Park with a friend of mine and ended up in the parking lot.
In the car?
And in the car.
Okay.
And she just said, hey, do you mind? I said, no, not at all.
Do you mind?
I mean, are you ever going to mind? Oh, hold on. I don't really want to do it.
You know what? I'm out.
And then the cops come around. And they're behind me. And I didn't know. I just thought it was another car. There was trees. It was dark.
Right.
And they just walked out of the car. And then they just came up. And then just pretty much just told us, hey, go get a room.
Go get a room.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. You didn't get in trouble.
That's nice. Did you go get a room and finish the deed?
Oh, of course.
Yay. Well done, sir. Well played. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Our hero of the day. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You got caught having sex.
Yes, I did. I was actually at a frat party when I was in college, and they tended to do mean things to girls, so I didn't think they were really going to give a snap about it. And then they all caught me at the same time.
How did they all catch you at the same time?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they were having some sort of a meeting, but they all walked into that exact room that I chose to sneak away to.
They were having a meeting, and they were talking about very important things, but from the other room, they're hearing, oh, 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 oh,
they,
oh.
They couldn't concentrate.
They were pissed off.
Listen, you do good work. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Just because they're not having a good time, who cares what they think?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
Got caught having sex, did you?
Yeah.
When?
I was like in the seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Living in Westminster, and I met some girls from Huntington Beach. There was three of them.
Three of them? I don't believe it. Nope. Nope. You're just making up. This is your favorite fantasy.
You're a liar. You sit on the throne of
lies.
But
I like your fantasy. Thanks for calling.
Too. I've had that same one myself. KLOS, hello.
Is this the
energy test
of
the
90s? Is this the worst line in the history of mankind?
We literally can't hear your phone. Do you want to try to call back?
No. I got my word.
Listen, we can't hear you.
What?
All right, listen.
Well, try calling back.
Try to call back.
And join everyone else at 818-955-KLOS.
You got caught having sex.
Sort of on a block of Eric Clapton. So there's your first Eric Clapton selection. Try and guess now what the next one is going to be. Kevin, you want to guess what's going to be?
I don't.
Damn you!
No way to win that.
Yeah, that's true.
You were caught having sex?
We were out four buying, me and my girlfriend, down in Deep Creek, and nobody was around. We thought nobody was around. You know, so we did the thing, and when we got done, people were applauding. You know, like, hey, all right, thanks for the show, you know.
That's good, I guess, right?
Well, be better than booing.
They could have been booing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I usually get.
Boo! That's what you usually get, is it? In 100%. Your house?
Oh, yeah.
Our house?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I got caught from the policeman from a girl doing oral sex at me. I was giving a girl a ride home from doing a security job, and I wasn't paying attention behind me, and then I got pulled over. And the policeman said, hey, man, I was behind you. You know, didn't you see me? And I go, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't care.
Sure.
Or the cop was like, hey, man, you know, I hope your boss doesn't know what you're doing. I go, he don't care.
Yeah, he'd probably be like, wow, well done, man. Good for you. That's using the company truck in the right way. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got caught twice.
All right.
Once in the Forum parking lot during a Kings game, and the other one was freaky with the same girlfriend on the beach in Long Beach. We're going at it, and all of a sudden I look up, and there's a guy standing over us.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Weird.
How long do you think he'd been hanging out, as it were?
Probably about 30 seconds, just sitting there. I mean, dude, it was, like, right in our face. So we got our stuff, left, got our blanket, left, got in the car. We went, like, a block down, went down and took care of business, got going again. He shows up again at our door on the car. And standing outside our car, I'm like, this guy freaky.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm here to watch.
Can I get involved?
You go ahead and get on the highway and go 150 miles down the pike. I'll find you. I'm going to be watching.
Wow, he sounds like a fun fellow.
Man,
thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Talking about getting caught having sex.
I was 18. She was 18 as well. Her dad was a CHP officer.
Excellent.
And she was the first person that gave me head.
Right.
And her dad taught us doing it. And I'm surprised I didn't die.
Her dad caught you?
She flashlighted me. How's it going, buddy? He flashlighted me, and he was like, flashlighted us, I should say, and was like,
Well, at least he didn't hit you with a flashlight.
No.
He was thinking about it.
I don't know.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey, you got caught doing the nasty? That's what we've been hearing anyway.
Yes, my fiance and I know we got caught about 4.5 years ago in an NA bathroom.
In a what?
Narcotics Anonymous meeting bathroom.
Oh, NA, gotcha.
Oh, really? Well, you know, I mean, yes. There's a little tension in a meeting like that. It seems like that makes sense.
We're trying to find other ways to release the pressure.
Exactly. Everybody should be cool with that.
Aren't you not supposed to hook up at NA?
Hey, don't be talking about things like that.
No, that's the 13-7.
There you go. Anyway. Okay. Very different.
That's AA. All right.
I like that you know that, though, Kevin.
Give
me five. What were we going to say?
Before I was going to say, give me five.
He's so rudely interrupted by singing. Give me five.
Five songs in a row.
I was going to say, our theme is bands with letters in them.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't want to give any more. I'm wondering if anyone cares that, is U2 cheating, I guess is the question, because there's a number in it.
I would say no.
Oh, well, good. Woo! 818-955-KLOS, if you can think of bands that have letters in their name. So, bands that are better known by letters.
Yes.
Is what we're looking for today.
Right. And
Brian suggested this guy.
Hi, this is Jeff Lynn of ELO, and you're listening to 95.5 KLOS.
I mean, ELO, that's a perfect one.
Of course.
And he suggested, do ya? Yep. I love this song. Damn good song. Good idea, Brian.
Hi, how you doing? Call him with a group with the letters in the name.
Cool, what do you got?
UFO.
Nice, very cool.
Which one? What song?
Oh, how about Lights Out?
Perfect, you got it, we'll do it. Who's this?
Mike, Mission Viejo.
UFO, songs by bands that are better known by letters.
You could say that better, but let's
go
with that.
Yeah, that was pretty boring to
say. Let's go with that.
It is the KLOS Free Ride, by the way. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a song for you.
Let's hear it.
T-Rex. Bang the gong.
Ah.
I like it.
There you go. Perfect. Who's this?
This is Mark out of Glendora.
Mark, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, dude, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
That is in excess.
Yes.
And mystified.
Wrapping up all our little letter bands.
Yep. Bart, give me five.
Who was that for?
That was for Blended Emotions.
Oh, Blended Emotions. Yeah. Well done. KLOS Street Team going to be out at the Golden Road Brewery at Water Village this coming Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Boys in Blue opener. Come on out, hang out, watch the game, eat a bunch of food, drink with KLOS. That always gets a little messy, and that's a good thing.
Of course.
Golden Road Brewery, Dodger season starts with a cart. Smack dab in the middle of a twofer from Talking Heads. What will be the next David Byrne selection is the question on no one's mind. But it's time for this now.
Who's naked now?
Always a terrifying question.
Who's naked now?
Unfortunately, always an answer. My girlfriend and I go to the gym completely naked. People tell me it's gross, but I don't care.
Well, good for you, Kevin. You
not
know,
me.
I think.
Oh, not me. This I is a see. Couple.
Okay.
They enjoy going to the gym together. They revealed that they work out completely naked because it helps burn more calories.
How exactly is that true?
Wagner O'Farah and his wife, Bella, pay for the privileged access at the local public gym.
I was going to say, is it? Are they being frowned upon by we're doing this? Stop doing that!
So they pay to close the gym so that just the two of them can use it.
Okay, now since they're doing that, and since they're actually going to the gym, are these people not the vomit-inducing typical nudist we run into on this segment?
I'm going to say no.
They're not.
They're not supermodels, but I'm going to say no.
No,
they're decent looking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
To guarantee their privacy and respect fellow gym goers, they book out time and they have the space to themselves. It's they also have a OnlyFans page.
Of course they do.
So I assume that that's sort of.
But you know when you're
if
working
I'm at
out,
that gym though.
Yeah, how are you going to clean that?
Right.
All the things. I mean, the bicycle, for example.
I need to know what time of the day they're going,
and I need to have.
I need to go earlier.
Yeah, power wash everything right after they've left.
Yes. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo lost one American dollar.
The name game, the name game.
$6,900 is what we have. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
$6,900. Get your $6,900. Get it now. Shall we?
Hit it.
Yeah.
The name game, the name game.
Take this. this kitty.
Take this money. KLOS, who's this?
Dylan.
Dylan?
Dylan, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
Shall we play a game?
$6,900. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Dylan, the last couple of guesses were Spider-Man and Tony the Tiger. Those were incorrect and very, very different guesses. For the cash, who do you think it is?
I think it's Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Can you do an impression by any chance?
No.
Damn it.
That's all right.
It wasn't the right one anyway.
No, that's all right.
Good thing you didn't, because then it would be really annoying that you did and didn't win anything. All right, Tony, well, thanks for playing. And next hour, hey, man, we're hitting a golden number.
$7,000.
The name game.
It's tight. Good board work. It's time for the KLOS name game. We're up to $7,000. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, were you aware that this is the KLOS free ride and that it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers and that they make it easy?
I was aware of that, yes.
You knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did I bother telling you? All right, let's give away some cash, shall we?
The name game. $7,000.
Wow.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
It's Christopher.
Christopher, you're caller 25.
Oh, no way.
Yes, sir.
I was trying to win a slot for Power Trip and couldn't do it to save my life all day, all night, all week. But now I'm 25.
Maybe you can
win $7,000, man.
We will try, brothers. We will try.
All right. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle and Spider-Man. Those were incorrect. So for that $7,000, it could help you buy a hell of a lot of concert tickets. What do you think it is?
All right. I'll have to go with my dad's favorite, God rest his soul, and Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, that big rooster. I see ya. He sounded all country and was like 6'6".
You know, I didn't want to like him, but I did. I liked Foghorn Leghorn. Even though he's always giving the kid crap, I liked him.
But you know what's wrong with him?
What's wrong? Oh.
He's not the answer.
No, that's not right.
Sorry.
Well, you're getting closer. Now you actually got through and were the right caller, so maybe next time, right?
Hey, it's a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Take care, man.
Bye.
$7,100.
Between 5 and 6.
That's a funky
that
version.
That is a funky one.
It's like the 60s version or something.
$7,100. Caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
It's time to play our precious little game, and if you are caller 25, that's what you get to do.
The name game, the name game.
$7,100.
Man.
KLOS, who is this?
Hey, it's Eric.
Eric. You are caller 25, Eric.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. Nope. Not kidding you.
Oh, sweet.
$7,100 is what you're playing for. It's KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And I got to tell you, boy, the first one was Foghorn Leghorn and also Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Last couple of guesses. Those were incorrect. So, Eric, for $7,100, what do you think we're looking for?
All right, man. It's the first one I wrote down. I have every single answer written down. And I'm going with Underdog.
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 I loved Underdog when I was a kid. That was my favorite show.
Man.
Yeah, and Sweet Polly Purebred.
No doubt.
Eric, I'm rooting for you, but let's go to the judges. And the judges suck.
I'm sorry, it's incorrect.
Hate the judges.
Damn. Well, I'm stoked to talk to you guys. I'm stoked I got through, man.
Thank you. Right on, Eric. I love that you're writing them all down, too. That's brilliant. That's a good way to play the game.
I'm crossing off Underdog.
Sorry, man. Right on. All right, so tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$7,200.
Stephen Tallarico, a.k.a. Stephen Tyler, born on this day in rock in 1948. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Stephen Tyler, born on this day in Yonkers, New York in 1948. Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, and Bill Wyman were all shocked on stage, thanks to a faulty microphone. On this day in rock in 1965, Bill Wyman actually knocked unconscious for several minutes.